We're going to miss St. Patty's Day because we'll be on spring break vacation coming up here. So we thought we would get our favorite Irishman on the line right now. Joining us on the ticket hotline is the noted baseball slugger, the A's and the Cardinals. It's Mark McGuire. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
How are you?
You like my Irish music, huh?
Oh, you love it.
it's your old Irish baseball pal, Mark McGuire. I miss talking to you. I miss talking to you, so.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm sitting here having a pint of Guinness, waxing my shillelagh, and carving a bar of Irish Spring soap and eating me Lucky Charms.
Wow, you're so stereotypical.
It's a multitasker.
You know why I'm eating me Lucky Charms, don't you?
Why?
Because they're magically delicious.
Oh, you know this, don't you? Yeah, we knew that.
I can't believe you're missing the Greenville Avenue St. Patty's Day Parade.
I know.
Sorry.
I'm serving as Grand Marshal this year.
I am, I tell you. Wow.
I'm going to bring my semi-sosa beating bat in my Homer bucket of Andro.
You're not still messing with Andro, are you?
I do love Andro so. Oh, I love it so. I've been out of the game so long, I'm surprised you still want to talk to me.
Well,
it's a tradition, I suppose.
Yeah, you're a big name still.
I'm surprised you aren't talking to the most famous Irish athlete of all time.
Who?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, we can't get Shaq on the show.
Shaq Diesel. Or as we call him, the truck of the Irish. I just love you boys because you love Irishmen so.
Yeah.
Even the overrated ones like you two.
Not overrated.
Bono is the most arrogant of all Irishmen.
No, he's not. He has reason to be.
God should pray to him for forgiveness. That's arrogant, I tell you.
It's not that arrogant.
I've ballooned up since my playing days.
Oh, no.
Oh, back when I was hitting all them taters for the A's and the Cardinals.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When my hat size grew from 7 1/4 to 18 3/4. Very suspicious.
Yeah.
And now me waistline is tripled in size. Oh, no. Gosh. Oh, it's me genetics. I'm an Irishman. Our idea of a balanced diet is having a pint in both hands, I tell you. And have you bought your St. Patty's Day gifts for your family yet?
No, we didn't get anything for you either.
No, I was trying to buy one for my son, but wouldn't you know it, I went to the local toy store and they're having a Mr. Potato Head famine, so SOL.
Okay, there's no such thing. It's a Mr. Potato Head famine.
Reminds me of the old sports story about the Irishman who was struggling to find a parking space.
Yeah?
He prayed, Lord, Lord, I can't stand this. If you open up a space for me, I swear I'll give up the Guinness and go to Mass every Sunday. And suddenly the clouds parked and the sun shines on the empty parking lot. And without hesitation, the Irishman says, never mind, Lord, found one. We won't give up the beer at all.
That's right.
We're always drunk. Drunk, I tell you. Did you guys get me anything for St. Patty's Day?
No, we didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Well, then I'll tell you what the woman said to her husband after she got pregnant.
Hmm.
Thanks for nothing!
Yeah, that's from George's favorite line in his favorite movie.
It's not my favorite.
Give me the phone. Hey, Measures, how did you say how well I've been playing for the Lakers?
Oh, it's Luca.
Whoa. Hey, Luca.
Oh, boy. Hey, George.
What are you doing hanging out with Mark McGuire?
You think old Nico has regret now?
Yeah, the wheels are off here in Dallas.
I hope he thinks about me every night when he tries to go to sleep. That guy, I hate him. I hate him more than Nolan hates J.D. Daniels. I tell you one thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me that. Give me the phone. Hey, Musers.
Jerry?
Listen to me. I'm tired of all these people still talking about Luka and the Mavericks. It's time to get to talking about the Cowboys again.
Cowboys.
Yeah, I want to regain my title as the most hated GM in DFW. Let's get it going.
You did.
Okay.
Get it going.
Well, you got free agency in the draft.
Get me there, my damn Irish phone back.
Why are you hanging out with Jerry and Luka?
I need my damn phone back to top of the morning to you, gentlemen.
Top of the morning.
I hope you have a happy St. Patty's Day, my morning newsers.
Thank you.
Bye, morning
you too.
Newsers. Goodbye.
Bye. We'll see you.
Wow. Those three hang out?
Wild, I guess.